Y'all know what time it is.
Y'all don't know, y'all better ask somebody.
Hat on, hat on, suit on, suit on, looking like the Dapper Don, giving a microphone, dress like a million bucks, diamond things in his cuffs. Y'all tell me, who could it be but Steve Harvey?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody out there listening to me. Put your hands together for Steve Harvey.
Put your hands together.
Sure will. Good morning, everybody. You are listening to The Voice. Come on, dig me now. One and only Steve Harvey. Got a radio show. Okay. Today is simple. I got it together. I didn't have to. I gave it a little thought this morning. I actually got up and went to the gym. And I make time for that too, man. That's kind of what I want to speak with everybody about today, because I want to remind you, and if you haven't heard it, I'm going to share it with you. I want to tell you, I want to just talk to you about effort today. Just about effort. You know, it's a word that people use to describe sometimes trying. But what I found out about trying is just a noble way of saying you didn't get it done. I tried. And then everybody go, well, he tried. That was the best. Well, that's not exactly true, though. That's not exactly true, you all. And I want to talk to you about that, because I don't want you to be one of the people who just tried. See, trying, I mean, I got to tell you, to attempt something, you're going to have to first try. But I want you to change your mindset from trying to getting it done. See, that's a big difference. When you say, I'm going to get it done, and when somebody says to me, I'm going to try, those are two different people I'm talking to. I'm really more apt to listen to the person that says to me, I'm going to get it done. Because trying, to me, I know what that means, man. And oftentimes when you've tried, have you ever noticed that you've not gotten it done? It's because when you go in with the mindset of trying, I'm going to try. What try does is it allows you to fail. Trying allows you to fail. Because if all you're going to do is try, anybody can try. It's the person that has the mindset that I'm going to get it done. It's the person who changes the complexion of things, who changes the outcome of things, who gets a different result. I'm going to get it done is very different than I'm going to try. You know, look, man, I know this sounds a little harsh, but you got to stop feeding yourself these little old wise sayings that ain't, it was a valiant try. Hey, man, you talk to anybody that took second place in the Super Bowl and see how they feel about their valiant try. The only way to gain God's real blessings is you have to try something. Steve, you're backpedaling. No, listen to me close. You have to put forth an effort to allow God to put his finger on something to bless on your behalf. You must start to attempt. Now, in saying getting it done and I'm going to try, that's a different of two different faiths to me. That I'm just talking about me now. You may be different, so I can't say this about you. But I can say this about me. If I say I'm going to get it done, I have a lot of faith in it. I am going to get it done because I just don't see failure as an option a lot of times. Now, if somebody says to me, like the Olympic team invited me out to curl one day, which is throw these stones on the ice, if you're not familiar with it, it's very simple. And so I said, man, I'd like to give that a try. I went in full well knowing I may not come away from this little curling lesson as a person who could make the Olympic team. I just wanted to try it because I thought it looked cool and I always wanted to get it done. Well, I failed twice. I threw a stone completely into the other lane. I lost that little ice shoe. It shot out from under me. But you know what? I kept trying, though. I kept trying until I got four of them stones in that circle right where I aimed. But now, had I given up after I failed, after I threw that stone in the other lane, after I shot my shoe down all the way to the bottom side, the little ice shoe they give you, I never would have did it. But because I was trying, something got me together a little bit because of my effort, and it caused me not to fall the next time, not to throw it in the other lane, not to shoot my shoe to the back of the wall. All of a sudden, my trying became something. Now, had I stayed out there and it wasn't so cold and I went back week after week after week after week, I promise you, I could get it done. I could at least know how to compete in a game of curling. Might not be the best. I might not win the championship, but I could have got it done to the point where I could have competed in a game of curling. So sometimes, if you're scared to say I'm going to get it done, just go out there and get started. You know, learn from every attempt that you make. See, don't quit writing yourself off as a failure every time something don't go right. When I fail on that ice, I could have said, man, I can't curl. But hold up, man, I'm watching four other women out here curl, four other dudes out here curl, little kids out here curling. Hold up, partner. You know, man. So I learned when I threw that stone on the other ice, when I failed, when my shoe shot off. I learned from every attempt a little bit more about it. And then I said to myself one point in time, man, I'm going to get this stone in that circle. I'm going to get this stone in this circle. And guess what? I got it done. Now, what you saying to me, Steve? I'm saying to you that you got to get started. That you got to put forth an effort. Give God something to bless. Oh, God, bless me. Oh, God, bless me. Bless you what? Bless you where? Bless you how? Stop basing your results on what you're thinking. You got to think higher. You get God in your life, man. He allows you to think higher, bigger, better, more. I'm sitting up here in my debt. I came up with a plan to get out of debt in 5 years. I came up with this plan, right? I was sitting up and I was tripping on it. Now I said, wait a minute, man, hold up. This is what I came up with. I said, God created heaven and earth, all of it. The mountains, the sky, the valleys, the oceans, trees, the birds. All of this, man. Mount Everest, the Gobi Desert, the Indian Ocean, all of it, made all of it in 6 days. And then he rested on the seventh. So why am I taking to God the five-year plan? If he can create heaven and earth in 6 days, why am I walking in there talking about help me in 5 years? How is it going to take God 5 years to get me out of debt and he made heaven and earth in 6 days? Do the math here, man. I ain't that big. You ain't that big. You ain't in that much trouble. I ain't in that much trouble. See, God got a way of showing you some things, man, but it's going to take some faith, and faith going to take some effort on your part. Man, get out and do something, man. You, God will bless you a little bit, and he'll give you a little bit more courage, and then all them attempts you making is going, and all this, oh, I'll try. You know what that turned into? I'm going to get it done. And at the end of the day, that's what you have to do, because trying to pay your rent and not paying your rent is two different things. You can try to pay your rent, or you can get it done. Now, how long you think you're going to stay in that house trying? You got to go with the mindset of getting it done. And if you can put some stuff out there and give God a chance to put his finger on and bless it for you, the most stuff he can do for you. Quit looking around at what everybody else got and go and get some of it for yourself, okay? All right.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Here we go. Off and running, the greatest radio show on earth, Shirley Strawberry.
Hello, good morning, Steve Harvey.
Your caller for real.
Good morning, what's up, crew?
Ain't nothing with it, Junior.
Morning, Unc.
What's up, little pimp?
Nothing, man.
What's up, Jay?
What up, Steve Harvey?
What's going on with you, Tommy Tom?
Uncle. Top of the morning, baby. Welcome back to the ride, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah. It's all good.
What
yeah.
you shoot over there? You know I want to ask what you shot. I know you played.
We won the golf tournament.
You won?
Yeah.
They won. We were at the luncheon. They won.
Blue Cole quit. Greg Calhoun and Cody Matthews.
Isn't he a pro, Steve?
No, he's not a pro, but he's a caddy. He's a caddy at Pelican Hill.
So why wouldn't you win with that kind of heat on your
team? Well, you know, feel salty. You can bring who you want. You know, one thing about it, he only get one shot per you know, just like everybody else. Ain't no mulligans out there.
Yeah, but how does that look? It's your tournament, and you win first prize.
Right. You gave yourself a try.
Yeah.
Have you won before?
No.
Well, then you celebrate then.
He got a group that play.
Ooh, I don't see what the problem is. The boys from Dallas win every year.
Yeah.
But you're talking about
your unbelievable scope. Yeah, my golf tournament down in the DR. So, yeah. So, I ain't had no problem winning it. Hell.
And the winner is me.
Congratulate me and my team. Come on up here. They look so lovely, don't you
People
agree?
People are so mad at you.
I know. But it was a good time had by all, Steve.
Yeah. You know what? It was really, really a hugely successful event. Ask anybody. Now, what's amazing, though, 99.9% of the people overjoyed with whatever. It's always one person somewhere, man. Yeah. But you know what I learned, though? You just can't make everybody happy. I don't care what you do. This is what my father told me.
I was just getting ready to ask you. What does your daddy always tell you?
You just not figured that out, man.
Boy, he just, you know what?
You can't make them all happy.
What'd your dad tell you?
My father said, stay out of the butt-kissing business. He didn't say butt, but it's early. Stay out the butt-kissing business, son, because everybody ain't going to like the way you kiss it. Some going to want more on the left side. Some going to want it right up under the crease. Some going to want it more right down the middle. So don't get in the butt kissing behind.
Crease.
Because no matter how you do it, somebody ain't going to like it. And I've always thought about that. So I ain't in the, that lady stopped me and told me. And a lady told me also, take that S off your face. That ain't your look.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, she did.
About my beard. Yeah. She said, take that S off your face. That ain't your look. And then I looked at her up and down.
Did you
say
that?
Did you say something?
Did you have to say what you said back
there?
Yeah,
I said something. Oh, I said, oh, but that's your look. Okay.
But, you know, it amazes me, Steve, that people think that they could just come up to you and say anything.
But they think they know you, though.
All right. Listen. Football is back.
Yes.
All right. Football is back. And people are supporting Nike with the whole Colin Kaepernick ad.
Yes, sir.
I love it. Coming up at 32 after the hour, we'll talk about it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Well, guys on the show, and of course the ladies too, tonight is the opening season of NFL football.
It's yeah. back, Woo-hoo! Baby! It's back!
You guys.
Listen, yeah. It count now.
It count.
Down, it count. Each count.
Bye-bye, cricket. We still watching it.
The Atlanta Falcons will take on the world champion. Let me say this again. The world champion. Super Bowl, Steve Harvey, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. So, Steve, how you feeling about that? You good?
Yeah, I'm the Browns.
Are you excited that football but, is
yeah,
back?
Come on now.
He don't know what the Browns gonna do.
Yeah.
He gotta wait to
the Super Bowl. Always.
You don't even understand. This has been going on since 1964. I don't know what you want me to do because this is a new football season.
Yeah. All y'all sound going like that every year.
Man, come on, man.
How does a Brown fan sound? Is this what the
one more here time, we
are.
Steve.
Hey, here we are. You know, I'm just all I want to win this year. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. My prayer.
Yeah.
For the Browns?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now mark this down.
Yeah.
Okay.
My prayer is minimum 6 wins.
They didn't win any the year before either.
No.
Help him out, Jay.
No, I'm just can I talk to the Browns fan? We're here with the Browns fan.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
All right, Mr. We're here with the number one Brown fan, everybody, and we're ready for a big season. What can we expect this year, sir?
Well, you know, what we always expect is, you know, preferably just a win this year. We're not looking for much. We definitely ain't looking at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even know what the trophy gonna look like. We ain't planning no trips to. We don't even know where Super Bowl at this year.
What will be your first prayer in the locker room for the first game? How would that prayer go? Give us a little sample of that prayer.
Dear Lord, mm-hmm. forgive us for our past transgressions. Because obviously these past 2 years were swung some type of punishment. Uh-huh. We have learned our lesson well. Mm. Unleash the Kraken upon this team.
Okay.
Uncurse, release the damnation. That has been placed on the city of Cleveland and this football team. Father, we're asking these things in your name. Give us a win. Give us a win. We don't care when.
All right, now the question to you, sir, is when you make your first touchdown this year, what kind of celebration do you have planned?
Well, I was talking it over with the players. We need to do something really, really special to draw attention to this first touchdown. I think whoever make the touchdown ought to take their helmet off, pull their pants down, squat in the end zone, and defecate in the end zone, and then wipe their butt with their helmet and put it back on. That would be the ultimate.
Wow. In other words, you really want them to bring attention to this first touchdown, so it'll be one that can be remembered.
Yeah.
To let y'all know that the Sugar Honey Iced Tea is on now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
Let's move on,
thank you. There's other
any
sports
more
news.
Question.
No.
Not after that helmet right there.
How do you feel about the we want to talk to Steve again. Talking about other sports news. Colin Kaepernick's new Nike ad, okay? This is greatness right here. It features a black and white close up of his face with the words, "Believe in something, even if it means sacrificing everything." Now, the ad has evoked strong emotion, Steve, on both sides of the issue of kneeling during the national anthem to protest racism, police brutality, and social injustice. That is why we kneel, okay? No other reason. Athletes like LeBron James, Kevin Durant, and even Tom Brady are in support of the ad. Now, meanwhile, the National Association of Police Organizations fired off a letter to Nike chairman and CEO Mike Parker saying that they are going to call for a boycott of all products. The way they see it, featuring Colin Kaepernick, is a slap in the face to those who actually sacrificed their lives for this country. Again, that is not why we are kneeling. Steve, you know, people are burning their Nike tennis shoes as a protest.
That's stupid.
Yeah. And also a shout out to Nike for the Serena Williams commercial featuring her dad. I love that. I mean, listen to me. Nike doing it. Yeah.
The president has successfully changed the narrative of what this young man actually did. Changed the narrative of why all the NFL players are on their knee to draw attention to social injustice in this country when it comes to the plight of black men and police brutality. Now, that's what it's about. It's not saying that all police are bad police officers, because that is not true. The majority of police officers are great men and women. So that's not what it's about. It has no disrespect to the military at all. It's not about any of that. What they want, what I want, what so many other people want, is for this national anthem to be inclusive of all people. So to stand and sing it, it should mean the same for everybody that's singing it. It should not be meaningless to those who have to stand there and hear it being played. And it has nothing at all to do with disrespect of the military. No. That's not what it was.
No.
Now, the president has chimed in, as he always does, about insignificant things that shouldn't even be on his plate. Because he got a country to run, which he don't do, because he too busy watching TV, looking at Roseanne and following what Snoop said and tweeting. So here we have it. I think Nike did a bold thing. I'm going to give you another fact about what Nike did and how it made a lot of sense.
All right. We can still talk about it all morning, Steve. Out of something funny, I mean, I did one of your moves. Coming up next, run that prank back with the king of pranks, the nephew.
Yeah.
Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll have some entertainment news. We'll talk about the conclusion of the Bobby Brown story. And in national news, plus the latest from the White House and more drama surrounding Judge Brett Kavanaugh's Supreme Court confirmation hearings. Right now, it's time for the nephew to run that prank back.
Let me tell you something, this judge, he's going to get confirmed. That's done.
Oh, Brett Kavanaugh? Yeah,
yeah, that's
the president's pick.
Unless they say something really crazy.
Yeah.
He going to get
done. Can't say nothing more crazy than the president. What else? What?
No, I mean, you know what, man? The president called Jeff Sessions retarded.
Yeah, he did.
He so did.
Excuse me. Dog, if I say that on my TV show,
you off TV.
Yes.
Dog.
Same day.
You have an issue. Mm-hmm.
Me and my wife was talking to each other. Said it in passing and caught hell for that.
Hey, mm-hmm.
This dude, the president. No, it don't make no damn sense, man. What we've allowed this dude to get away with. But I'm going to explain to you why he gets away with it.
We haven't allowed it.
No, not us. We've been calling him on it. But I tell you what, Black Trump would have never got away with that.
Black
ever.
Trump?
Not
BT?
Black Trump. No.
But we got to show him. We got to show him when we vote in the midterm elections. Come on, nephew. What you got for the prank today?
Run it back. It's the barbershop. If you can't talk straight at the barbershop, where can you talk straight? Here it is.
This is Brady.
Brady, how you doing, man? My name is Dennis, man. I got a haircut from you a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, what's up, Dennis? What can I do for you, man?
Hey, listen, I wanted to get an appointment with you, man. Like I said, I was there a couple weeks ago, man. My first time getting a haircut from you. Did a real, real good job, so I want to say thank you for that.
All right, not a problem.
Okay. Do you have any time available on Thursday?
Yeah, for sure. You can come up there Thursday. That'd be fine. What's your name again, bro?
Dennis, man. Dennis.
Okay, Dennis. Well, I can get you in, Dennis, about 3 o'clock, man. Something of that nature. I mean, I normally work off appointments, you know.
Okay.
About
3 o'clock, you'll be there?
Yeah, I'll be there about 3 o'clock.
Okay. Hey, I got a little bit of situation, though, man, that happened last time I was there. I kind of wanted to talk to you about it, man, because it kind of caught me off guard. So I wanted to holler at you, man, and see if we could rectify the problem before I came back up there.
What happened? What, somebody disrespect you or something? I mean, what was the deal?
Well, it really wasn't somebody, man. It was actually you.
Me? Well, I mean, what happened?
Well, here's the deal, man. When you was cutting my hair, when it was time to turn the chair, you didn't turn the chair with your hand, man. See, Brady, man, you turned the chair with your with your private part.
Oh, come on, bro. Say, Dennis. I mean, Dennis, I'm a professional, man. I've been doing this 15 years, bro.
Right, right. I don't think it's anything deliberate, man. I think you just do it unconsciously, man, because, you know, you be leaning over on the chair cutting, and I think you don't realize, you know, you be turning the chair with your private part instead of doing it with your hand, man. And see, my hand got caught out there, and I saw it out the corner of my eyes. I saw your private part coming towards my hand. I moved it just in time. You understand?
No, bro. Now, see, Dennis, I'm not understanding something, bro, because we don't operate like that around here, because, you know, I don't make mistakes like that, bro. I mean, you know, I don't know. You sure you're talking to the right person, man?
Yeah, I mean, ain't you the third chair on the right when you walk in the door?
Yeah, that is correct.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about, man. And you cut me 2 weeks ago, and like I said, I really like my haircut, so I wanted to call back and rectify this problem. But, you know, you're going to have to turn the chair with your hand and not your private part. If not, we're going to have a problem.
Okay, bro. Now, I feel you, and I understand your complaint and everything. I mean, I'm not understanding what you're saying, but I don't do that. You know, but I mean, we will be glad to, you know what I'm saying, give you another cut or whatever. You understand, man? You know, but I don't move nobody, you know, around with my private, man. You know, that's just not me. You know?
Okay, I understand what you're saying, but I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you put your private on there at all when I come in there Thursday, then I promise you I'm going to jump up and we're going to have a private.
Well, see, now right there, Dennis, I'm not feeling that jump up having a problem because, you know, you don't really know me like that, bro. You know, I mean, I'm trying to be professional here and solve your little issues that you got, you understand me? But all this jumping up and stuff you're talking about doing, I don't know about all that stuff.
I'm trying to come in and get a nice haircut and walk out with a nice haircut. What I don't want to do is come down there, you lean over, put your private part where I got my arms and my hands at, and I got whoop your. Now that's what
see,
I don't.
See, careful now. You're touching me wrong. Talking about
you talking about. I'm okay. Touching you wrong. You touched me wrong 2 weeks ago when you put your private on my hand, man.
See, careful. I ain't nobody touch you like that. Tell you feel me?
Say what?
I don't know who the hell you think you're talking to, man. You know we don't run on here.
Hey, dog, all I'm trying to say is a brother trying to come in and get his hair cut and walk out feeling like a man and not walk out feeling violated, man, because you done turned the chair with your private part all up against my hand and my elbow and stuff, man.
Hold up, boy. You know what I'm saying? I don't remember you like that. I'm a grown and say, bro, you know, I tried to talk to you, you feel me? But now you done run me wrong. Ain't no punk flying here, you understand me?
Well, ain't no punk flying there. Then keep it off my hand, then.
Say, hold on, let me tell you something. Say, man, we don't play that over here. You bring your stupid over here. I'm going to tell you right now, you get backed up by this. You understand me?
Hey, I mean, well, quicker.
We don't play no punk over here. This ain't a salon. It's a barbershop. It's real. Over here, you hear me?
I hear what you're saying, but let me explain something. You quit using your hips in your private section like a pinball machine.
I'm gonna tell you right now, boy, I will put something on your. You come up on that. You understand me?
I'm just trying to get a haircut and walk out of there like a man, feeling like a man.
My best, I open you up. I'm gonna open you up, boy. You understand? You oh hell no, no, can't fuck with what you. No, no, come on here with that. You know, tell you I do something to your eye. What you want to be? This ain't no salon. This is a barber shop. Cuts, my. You understand me?
I understand. Hold what?
Yeah, that's cut, my. I ain't got no time for that. Matter of fact, damn all that. I got somebody out of cut right now. I ain't got time for you. You bring your dumb back over. You better come over here with your attitude straight. I bet you did. Cut here. I don't do it. You tell me.
Okay, I'm going to put my real name on my shirt then. You want to know what my real name is?
That's what's up. That's what's up, baby.
Okay, then you might want to know what name going to be on the shirt?
I want to know what going to be on the shirt.
All right, then. The name on the shirt is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Thing to ask you, man, what is the baddest, and I mean the baddest, radio show in the land?
Man, Steve Harvey Morning Show, man.
Crazy.
That's barbershop talk. Y'all good with that?
Yes. Are you good?
When you move my chair, you don't have to use your midsection to move it right where my hand at. You don't have to do that. You don't have to do that. Okay? Take your hand and turn me around with the back of the chair. That's all I'm asking.
Like a normal person.
Like a normal person. But this swivel part you doing, that's not right, man. Yeah, this goes out to all the barbers, man. Y'all quit that swiveling with that, your pelvic pushing the chair. Stop that. Thank you.
All right, coming up next in entertainment news, we'll talk about it. The Bobby Brown story, the conclusion.
Bobby!
Ooh, Bobby, I love you! Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up in 20 minutes, it's back. Are you smarter than Nephew Tommy?
Oh, hell.
Tommy.
See how it changes when Tommy plays?
Tommy, I have a new one. I have a new wrinkle to this. This is going to be the most interesting one of them all. I have a new twist to the game.
All right, whatever.
You want me to wait or when it's time or share it with you now?
When we come back.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
All right, coming
you
up in
shut out, Jay.
Coming up in 20 minutes, Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy has mentioned, but right now in entertainment news, woo, did you watch it last night, Colin? Girl, Bobby Brown. We love us some Bobby Brown.
Goodness.
Yeah.
Man, yeah. You know what? Part two was last night, Bobby Brown, the conclusion story. It was heavy.
It's weird. Even if you know the Bobby Brown story, it's stuff that you don't know.
Yeah, right. Like in the first part, the Janet Jackson whole.
I didn't know about that.
We talked about that all day yesterday.
Yeah, that was crazy.
You missed it, but because I know you ain't had time to watch the Bobby Brown show. But Bobby had relations with Janet and then got, I guess they got into an argument. Put Janet out in the hotel hallway.
Well, yeah, I mean, it's not just, okay, they had a relationship, but Bobby was the side piece in the relationship. He didn't want to be the side piece
anymore.
He
was in love.
He was in love with Janet, but she wasn't ready for all of that. So they broke up. He threw her out of the hotel room. That's
okay,
how
now,
they broke up.
Because I talked to some very reliable sources.
Mm-hmm. What? And they said
and
what?
Janet is upset about that and tried to get that not shown because she said that is entirely not true of what happened.
I would have been upset about it too.
Yeah. Look, these are not documentaries, y'all.
Right.
These are movies. So they're going to put some stuff in there. And she was really upset about it.
Because he threw her out of the hotel naked.
What? Look, come
and then
on
opened
now. Really?
The door and
who?
Threw her clothes out
Stop.
On her.
Stop. Who?
Yeah, I'm just
what
saying.
Dude throw Janet Jackson out in the hallway naked with the club? Who?
Yeah. The king of R&B.
Ugly-ass Bobby Brown.
The king of R&B.
Look at your ass.
Hello, Bobby Brown.
Ugly-ass Bobby Brown.
He needs Janet. Fine.
Man, please. Y'all miss me with that right there. That's one of those movie, made-for-movie stuff that ain't really true. These are not documentaries, man. These are not factual accounts of actually what happened.
So you're saying
the girl I don't know. Upset.
So you're saying don't believe everything you see.
Hell no.
Well, I'm gonna tell you this. It made for great TV.
It
made for great TV.
It did. But you think about that. Let me just ask all the men on earth gonna throw Janet Jackson out of hotel room naked with no clothes, dude, boy.
Steve, not Bobby Brown now. Bobby Brown then, back when he was sexy.
Bobby Brown then, now, whatever. He ain't ever been fine as Janet. Get out of here.
Bobby Brown was sexy, Steve. We love us for Bobby Brown.
Crazy little skinny ass. Now, get your ass out of here.
I wasn't there. I don't know.
We love Bobby Brown. What are you talking about?
Bobby, my dude, though.
Bobby
was a bad
dude.
But I ain't throwing Janet out, though.
Yeah.
Care how mad I am.
Bobby was fine and sexy.
What I was trying to say last night's episode was very heavy because of, you know, he dealt with a lot of things, a lot of tragedies.
If it wasn't true, wouldn't they sue about that, huh?
No, see, you can't. What is it? It's a movie. Yeah, what are you going to sue, you know?
All right, Steve.
Just because you print it don't make it true. I've been on that end of that before. I know how that is.
You ain't never been naked in no hallway. That's your problem.
You gotta move on.
I have, and I can't tell you how many times I paid good money
for
it.
Yeah, but you ain't fine.
Introduce this aunt, Steve. We gotta go.
You gotta get naked more often.
Come on, Miss Ann is here.
Ladies and gentlemen, Miss Ann Tripp.
Thanks, guys. Good morning, everybody. This is Ann Tripitz of News. Well, if you haven't heard it, it hasn't exactly been the kind of week that President Trump would like. First of all, he found himself reacting to yesterday's anonymous and blistering op-ed piece about him in the New York Times.
The failing New York Times has an anonymous editorial. Can you believe it? Anonymous. Meaning gutless, a gutless editorial.
The Times says the piece was written by a senior Trump administration official. They say they know who this person is, but they are not telling. This person refers to the president as amoral and says he often makes, quote, half-baked, ill-informed, and occasionally reckless decisions that have to be walked back, and some other stuff. And then Trump also had to have his say yesterday about the book that the Washington Post's Bob Woodward made. It's called Fear. It's about the Trump White House and asserts, for instance, that top aides and cabinet members, including Defense Secretary Jim Mattis, have called him an idiot and feels he's completely out of his depth when it comes to running the country.
The book means nothing. It's a work of fiction. Already General Mattis has come out very, very strongly. And I think you know General Mattis. He does what he wants to do. He's a very independent guy. He was insulted by the remarks that were attributed to him.
In Chicago, the White House, the white police officer is being tried in Chicago for murder. Officer Jason Van Dyke is charged with first-degree murder in the 2014 shooting of a black teenager named Laquan McDonald. The 17-year-old was apparently walking with a knife. Cops claim that Laquan attacked the officer. However, police dash cam made a lie out of that because it showed Laquan walking away and not toward Officer Van Dyke, who nevertheless shot the teenager 16 times in the back. Jury selection expected to take more than a week. Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh took questions from members of the Senate Judiciary Committee yesterday, but Democrats had problems with his responses, which answered but didn't answer their queries. For instance, there was this question from California's Dianne Feinstein.
Can a sitting president be required to respond to a subpoena?
As a matter of the canons of judicial independence, I can't give you an answer on that hypothetical question.
And his answers were just as noncommittal when it came to questions about abortion and other matters. Former First Lady Michelle Obama is going to get out there. She's scheduled to lead two upcoming voter registration rallies this month, one in Las Vegas, the other in Miami. A nonpartisan group that she co-chairs called When We All Vote has rallies planned in Vegas September 23rd and in Miami on September 28th. And finally, today is National Alien Abduction Day. Some aliens, I think, are kind of cute, don't you think? Ears up, Steve Harvey Nation. Find out if Uncle Steve is smarter than his nephew. We'll be back 20 minutes after the hour on the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, last night was the conclusion of the Bobby Brown story on BET, and it was good. We smiled, we cried. Bobby went through a lot of tragedies and grief in his life, but he is going strong today. We love you some Bobby. We love us some Bobby Brown and his family. And right now it is time. We're moving on. We're moving on. Steve, you said you had a new twist in the game. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy?
Let me hear.
We're going to toss in some Bobby Brown trivia questions too.
Okay, here's the deal. Tommy against Junior.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why. Because Junior actually hung with me. Junior beat me one day.
Yeah.
Did he?
Tied. Uh-huh. Tied one day. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
How many times
we tied? Two times. Okay.
Yeah, you tied twice and Junior beat you one time. And no whining, none of that.
We played the game, Tommy, and just went on to the next segment.
Good attitude. Good attitude. Good attitude, Tommy.
That's Shirley, Tommy. That is Shirley.
He knows. Okay,
but you can't. I'm Team Tommy, but you can't pass up a pop team ever.
I love how you qualify it, though, Jay. Yeah. I love how you qualify it.
I love you some Team Tommy, but you can never pass up.
All right, come on.
All right, here we go. Are you smarter than nephew Tommy, played by Junior and nephew Tommy?
Let's
all right,
go.
You ready? Here we go. And we're going to read the question. Whoever gets it first wins, okay?
Okay.
We're doing Bobby Brown trivia. Complete the lyrics to this Bobby Brown song. I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn.
Listen for the telephone.
What city is Bobby Brown from?
Boston.
What 1996 movie did Bobby Brown star in with Martin Lawrence and Lynn Whitfield?
Thin Line Between Love and Hate.
Ooh, so got it.
These lyrics are in which Bobby Brown hit song? Everybody's talking.
My
prerogative.
How do you say thank you in Spanish?
Gracias.
This popular kids' place has a giant rat as
Chuck
its
E. Cheese.
What country did pizza originate?
Italy.
What state is known as the Garden State?
New Jersey.
Ricky Bell, Michael
Boston.
Bivins.
New Edition.
Nothing runs like a deer is the marketing slogan for what company?
John Deere.
In what hobby or sport would you use a lure as a jig?
Fishing.
Which British princes had sons named Harry and William?
Prince Diana.
Okay. All right. Wow. Yeah, that was good.
Boy, that was close. Them boys man, was at good. It, man.
Them boys at it, man.
Mm. That was real good.
That's boy, this right here. Hey, man, we gonna change the name of this game, man.
Yeah.
What you think, Jay? What you think, Carla?
I know who won, but we got to change the name of this game, man.
Yeah.
You know who won? That was kind of close. Steve.
I don't know. I was keeping score as we went along.
Yeah. All right. Well, when we come back, we'll find out. We'll be back at 34 after the hour. We're going to see who is smarter. Is it Tommy or is it Junior? Or
dumb
will
and
it
dumber.
Be a tie?
Yeah, that's what you're changing it to.
Dumb and dumber.
Right after this, we'll find out. I like it.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, we have changed the name officially. It's no longer Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy. Steve, you gave it a new name. What is it?
This is Dumb and Dumb.
That is not the title.
No,
we're not doing that. We are not doing that.
Hey, let's go with it, Tommy. We don't know nothing.
Here we are with part two. Are You Smarter Than Nephew Tommy? I'm going to read the questions and give you guys the answers. All right. Complete the lyrics to this Bobby Brown song. I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn. Junior got this one. Listening for the telephone.
I was on my way to Ghetto Boys. I ain't going to lie to you. Candlesticks in my dog.
Mind playing tricks on me?
What city is Bobby Brown from? Boston. That was a tie. Boston, Massachusetts.
That was a tie.
Yeah, that was a tie. What 1996 movie did Bobby Brown star in with Martin Lawrence and Lynn Whitfield? A Thin Line Between Love and Hate. Bobby was so good in that movie. Junior, you got that one right. These lyrics are in which Bobby Brown hit song? Tommy, you got it. Everybody's talking all this stuff about me. My prerogative.
No, Shirley, you can't say who got it until you say the question.
Okay.
Because I kept track of who said it first.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that's what I was doing.
Yeah, I know. What is all this? Where's all
the
heat?
Angry. None worse than an angry scorekeeper.
Because you said a tie, but I'm telling you, Tommy said that one first, though. You said a tie, but Tommy actually said it first.
All right, well, our official scorekeeper said it was a tie.
But the official scorekeeper is wrong, because I hear better than all y'all. I got the score. I already know what it is.
Okay. All right. Let's move on then. I won't do it that way.
Ooh, ain't nobody arguing.
I know.
With
it's
that.
Just a game.
Told y'all
this ain't just a game.
Man.
This Dumb and Dumber.
Tommy doesn't like that name, Steve.
I like it.
How about Dumb and Dumber and Real Damn Loud? How about that? I like that.
How do you say thank you in Spanish? Gracias.
Tommy.
Yep. This popular kids' play place has a giant rat as its mascot.
Kill.
Chuck E. Cheese. Now, you said it before I said the answer.
I was giving it to you, girl.
Like, I already
you can't
know.
Do it. You answered it.
This thing
just
got
read
out
the
hand,
question,
boy.
Sure.
We are so dysfunctional.
I got this from the official scorekeeper. In what country did pizza originate? Italy. Oh, you don't have anything to say
now? That's Tommy.
Make up your mind.
I ain't lost.
What state is known as the Garden State? That would be New Jersey. Mm-hmm. Junior got that one. Ricky Bell, Michael Bivins, Bobby Brown.
I thought you asked where the garden was. That's in Boston. That's where the Celtics play. But go ahead.
No, I didn't. You better sniff up in here.
You better sniff it.
Ronnie, Ricky, Michael, you know all of them. Ralph Tresvant, they were the original members of what group? New Edition, Junior. Nothing runs like a deer is the marketing slogan for what
Junior
company? John Deere, Junior. And what hobby or sport would you use a lure?
Tommy got that one killed. It didn't even
and
get
a
it
jeer.
Out good.
Yeah, and a jig. Yeah. Uh-huh. And which British princess had sons named Harry? It was fishing. Yeah. Which British princess had sons named Harry and William? That would be Princess Diana. Junior got that one.
Junior.
I'll be back tomorrow.
Okay.
But will I?
What does that mean? Like that's a threat or something.
Because I done lost. I'll be back tomorrow.
You lost?
Yeah.
I don't think that's the official scorekeeper, Steve.
I ain't the official skull keeper.
Well, you're acting like it.
You don't argue about the skull, huh?
We argue about the game.
You tell me what y'all came up with, I'll tell you what it really is.
Okay.
What you got?
All right, we got Tommy 4, Keir 7. They tied on 1. What did you get?
Tommy got 5. Uh-huh. Keir got 7.
Okay.
Wait
Tommy
a minute.
Tommy got 5, though.
Because you gave him the Boston. Okay. All right.
Yeah, he said it first.
All right.
5, Keir 1.
I'll be honest with you. I think he got that one first.
I was looking for it.
I'm not going to let nobody cheat.
Yeah.
You know what?
I'm here. I'm a professional trailer talker.
Is somebody going to take their helmet off and defecate in the studio? And
I'm not.
Slam it on?
That would be a no, Jay.
No.
I will, though.
This turning to be worse than spades. You know that? Black people get serious by spades. It's getting there.
Oh, you know I do. After you beat Steve
Tommy, Harvey.
After you beat Tommy, ain't even excited. What happened? That was nothing happened.
All right, up next, the nephew with the prank phone call.
Well, you can't be as excited as you want to be. All right.
Dumb and dumber.
King of Pranks up next with the prank for today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, right about 4 minutes after, it's today's Strawberry Letters subject. Why is her ex still checking on her? Right now, it is a nephew, the king of pranks, with today's prank phone call. What you got, Neff?
BB, bed bugs. Ew. Bed bugs. Running.
Hello? Hello, I'm trying to speak to Shanice. She's not here right now. I'll take a message. Do you know when she's coming back?
Nah, is this a business call or something?
Nah, this personal. I need to talk to her immediately.
Nah, you need to talk to me. This a man. Who is this?
This is Brandon. Who are you?
I'm Ernest, man. But how do you know Shanice?
I got a bit of a situation here, man. And it's basically a financial situation that I'm owed some money from her. So I kind of need to talk to her about getting this money. Is totally disrupted my whole apartment, and I need to actually see about talking to her about getting this whole problem taken care of.
What's the situation? What's going on?
I mean, I'm basically right now I'm $2,500 in the rears due to Shanice, and you know I need to see if she's gonna be able to pay me for the situation or what. You know,
do my girl owe you money?
She owes me $2,500.
$2,500 for what? I don't even know who you are, first of all. So what's up with the $2,500?
First of all, my name is Brandon. Okay. And I've been knowing Shanice probably for the last 3 or 4 months now. Okay. So here, you want to know it all in a nutshell is it's like this. Shanice's been coming through, okay, for the last 3 or 4 months, been coming over here to my spot, to my apartment, hanging out. I'm just now finding out within the last 2 weeks, I had to get rid of my couch. I had to get rid of my mattresses. Because
your mattress.
Because it's bed.
Your mattress.
Bugs.
Wait a minute, dude. Wait a minute. So you trying to tell me she was in your bed?
Yeah, she been in my bed, dude.
She been in your bed. Are you crazy?
Hey man,
come
hey,
on
man.
Now, dude.
Listen,
you know,
hey, dude, the problem
serious
is
right
not
now.
Where
you
she's
$2,500.
The problem is
you talking $2,500. You talking about my girl was in your bed. Now we not even gonna get into that. You understand what I'm saying? But that $2,500, you can forget about it.
No.
First of all, you calling here. You calling here. And here a dude answer the phone, and you still got the ad for her, and then go tell me about some $2,500 about some mattress?
Dude, I'm out. My mattresses, man, are $1,000. It's full of bed bugs. I had to throw that away.
Man, I'm not worried about no damn mattress, dude. You talking about my girl. We've been together for 4 years. I'm about to pop the question on her, and you want to sit there talking about she been hanging with you or kicking with you for the last 4 months. It's about to be over in a minute.
Dude, if you want to marry Shanice, cool. I don't care nothing about that.
Hey, don't even worry about that now. Put you on my phone talking about some damn mattress, man. That's a problem, dude. I ain't worried about no damn mattress.
I ain't got no mattress right now.
You calling mine?
I do not have a mattress right now, nor do I have a couch. Do you understand the problem that brings
me? I don't care about your mattress or couch, dude. I don't care nothing about that. Your name, you say your name Brandon?
I'm Brandon, yes.
Yeah, Brandon, okay, don't worry about it, Brandon, because you're going to find me real soon. Don't let me find you before you find me, though. You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Dude.
No, you can have them bed bugs and that mattress or whatever. Answer these for all I care. But what I'm saying is, you talking about some bed bugs. Ain't no bed bugs over here.
Okay, so where she getting the bed bugs from? She done brought them over here to my place.
I don't care nothing about it. She ain't bring nothing over there, first of all. But that ain't even a problem right now.
Dude, you calling me? You calling me? Been over here, man. I ain't had nobody else over here.
Like, don't worry about who you had over there, but you don't go call here talking about no money. You ain't getting nothing from here.
Okay, first of all, dude, check this out. I don't have a problem with you, okay? Me and you cool.
No,
me
we got
cool.
a problem. We already got a problem. You calling me talking about you been sleeping with my girl.
Hey, dog, once I'm going to say it again. Me and you cool, dog. We cool.
Dude, we not cool. First
dog,
of all, I'm going to find
problem.
Out who you are. I'm going to handle Sinise myself. I'm going to handle you. I'm going to handle you later.
What you talking about? You going to handle me?
I'm going to handle you later. You want a mattress, right?
Hey, dude.
You want a mattress,
go
right?
Go ahead and marry Shanice. I ain't got nothing to do with that.
My
problem
about
is
that.
Getting my money back, man, for the property of mine that she has ruined, man.
Don't worry about that. I'm going to get you a mattress. Don't worry about that. It's going to be a casket wrapped around that though.
Hey, dude, why are you sitting here creating the drama with me when me and you, we ain't even the problem. The problem is Shanice.
The problem is you picked up your phone and you called here. That's the problem.
Okay,
now you got
okay,
two
so
problems.
Dude.
You ain't got no couch. You ain't got no mattress. Now you got a dude after you. You understand what I'm saying?
You know what? I see I can't talk to you. When do Shanice get home, man?
Don't worry about when Shanice get home.
Okay.
What you need to worry about is when I find you.
Okay, so when you going to have my money then when you find me? Because I need my money.
Yeah, I'm going to have your money. I'm going to have your mattress, too. Please understand. You're going to be resting real well.
Okay, so let me ask you this here, man. Shanice bring bed bugs over to my house. Leave them all in my mattress. Leave them all on my couch where I got to throw my stuff away. Where I'm wrong at, man? Where I'm wrong?
I'm going to ask you straight up. Did you know she had a man?
Say what?
Did you know she had a man?
But, I mean, kind of, sort of, but not really, though.
Ain't no kind of, sort of, man. Either you know she got a man or she don't got a man. You knew she had a man, right? And you still went and did it, right?
Hey, dog, I ain't got nothing to do with y'all, man. I'm dealing with these bed bugs. You understand what I'm saying?
Dude, do you understand you messing up a four-year relationship? You know how much time I put in with this woman? Four years. We about to get married. And you calling here with this
When are y'all supposed to get married?
Don't worry about when we supposed to get married, man. You messed that all up. What I'm trying to explain to you is, dude, you calling here on some bed bug which I know she ain't got nothing to do with, but the fact that you told me that she was over your house, in your bed, that's over. It's over now. You understand what I'm saying? Now, when she get home, I'm going to deal with that. You understand what I'm saying? That's going to get dealt with. I'm walking up out of here. But when I leave here, please believe my next stop is to come find your ass. First of all, how did you get the number to this apartment? That's what I want to know.
Hey, dude, she gave me both numbers, the cell phone number and the house number, and told me, you know, if it's an emergency, call the house.
Okay, and this is an emergency?
Yeah, this is an emergency.
Learn another emergency number. Learn 911, because when I come knocking on your door, either you come out and you handle it, or you better call the cops. You understand what I'm trying to tell you?
Hey, man, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Who is Tommy?
I'm just saying, do you think Tommy will pay for the bed bugs?
Man, who the f*** is Tommy?
Tommy, dog. Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Ernest, you just got pranked by your girl, Shanice.
Man, y'all,
you all right, man?
Boy, it was over. It was over. You understand what I'm telling you? It was over.
Bed bug. Ain't none of y'all had no bed. None of y'all had bed bug. Was that a bug?
That makes me itch. No. No.
Yes.
You know.
Makes my skin crawl.
I ain't right about that, man.
No.
Well, you know, what you can't do is sleep at your man's house, then come over to my house and bring them bugs. You understand
oh,
what I'm saying?
God.
Now, let me call and talk to him about these bugs, you know?
You got to do something about it.
Yeah. Do something about these bed bugs. Catch the Nephew. I was going down in Nashville, Tennessee, just about sold out. I added two more shows. It starts September 27th, 28th, 29th, and now the 30th. All right, September. That's Thursday through Sunday. I added two shows on Sunday. Y'all get those tickets right there. And watch the Nephew come through and act a doggone fool. Zany's Comedy Club in Nashville, Tennessee.
All right.
Ooh, I hope it ain't cold when I get up there, but I'm coming.
Why you say that? You don't have no.
Cause then I got to go in his. I got to go in his closet, try to get a fur, get it out where he don't see it.
Oh
and
yeah.
Get it back, you know. I got to
I
steal
got
it
a
back.
Coat
you know.
In there you can wear.
You got one of them chichilla things. What they call them? Chichilla?
Chinchilla.
Yeah, you, all them footprints over the bottom of my coat last time you wore it.
I look good.
Dragging
it
around.
I look good.
Ground, stepping on it, falling on it. Got milkshake on it. Just falling. His little short ass trying to wear that coat.
Well, I ain't never had a chinchilla.
All right, thank you, nephew. We'll check you out in some of your spots for sure. Up next, it is the Strawberry Letter. Today's subject, why is her ex still checking on her? Why? All right, that's coming up right after this.
Because he cares. Hey, are you sending your kids off to college, or are they moving out thinking they all grown? You may feel like your parenting is done, and good luck to them, because they're adults now. But there's one more lesson you should try to get into their brains. You got to tell your kids, when you're putting yourself out there on the internet, you open yourself up to exposure. Be careful when using the public Wi-Fi, and don't share too much of your personal information online or on social media. There are so many ways cyber criminals try to take what's yours, and you know me, I'd rather have a parachute than take a chance. Get yourself LifeLock with Norton Security to help protect you even more against cyber threats. No one can prevent all identity theft or cyber crime. Go to LifeLock.com. Use my promo code Harvey for an extra 10% off your first year, plus $25 Amazon gift card with annual enrollment. Terms apply.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at 41 after the hour, J. Anthony Brown is here. He's going to murder another hit. Yay!
A smoker.
They are back. Murder the hit.
Fire, Jay.
Back. Fire. Right now, it's time for today's Strawberry Letter. And let me tell you this. If you need some advice on relationships, on dating, on work, on sex, on parenting, all of that, please submit your Strawberry Letter to SteveHarveyFM.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. Tell him, Steve.
You better repeat yourself.
Okay. That was it.
Well, that was helpful.
That was it. Yeah, we could be reading your letter live on the air, like we'll read this one today, right now.
All right, buckle up, hold on tight. We got it for you. Here hold it on. Is.
Do you have it, darling?
Hell no.
Oh, okay.
Well, hold on tight. Buckle up. We'll be there in a minute. Strawberry letter.
Yep, I got it.
All right, buckle up. Hold on tight. He has it. The Strawberry Letter.
All right, subject. Why is her ex still checking on her? Dear Stephen Shirley, my girlfriend and I have been together for about a year. When I met her, she had just ended a relationship with a wealthy man that was 19 years older than her. This man spoiled her with expensive gifts, and he was her first sexually, so she was caught up for a long time. He offered to buy her a condo if she stayed with him, but she realized that he was trying to buy her love, and she wasn't really into him, so they broke up. We've been dating since then. The old boyfriend still calls and texts her, and she tells me whenever she hears from him. I'm no fool. So I've been looking for signs of infidelity, but she has not given me any reason not to trust her. She's new to the game, so it's the old rich cat that I don't trust. Why does he have to check in on her to see if she's okay all of the time? I believe he is waiting for me to slip up so he can make his move. Recently, she told me that he asked if I was taking care of her the way he used to. I got game, and I do what it takes to keep a smile on my lady's face. I told my lady that he realizes he lost a good thing, and there is no way that he wants to be just friends with her. I asked her to stop talking to him, but she refuses. She said that she is glad that they are still friends, and she likes it when he checks on her. Maybe I'm crazy, but this is not sitting well with me. This old boyfriend is a wolf in sheep's clothing, and she's too naive to see it. How do I get this man to leave my girlfriend alone? Please help. All right, I don't know if that's going to happen, if he's ever going to leave her alone, because he knows, you know, about her. He had her first. He's older in the game. I think you're right, though, in everything you say about your new girlfriend and her old boyfriend. He is too much in her life, calling her, texting her to see if she's all right. Yeah, he's waiting for you to slip up so he can slip back in. Yes, he is. Of course, Papa's out of line, and she is, too, for still taking his calls and stuff. She may be a little naive, but, you know, he's checking on her to see if she's okay all the time. He is waiting for you to slip up so he can make your move. So you better be, since you say you know the game, you're not new to the game and all of that, and you know what it takes to put a smile on her face, you better continue doing that, continue to do that. But I don't know why she's not stopped taking his texts and his calls. Maybe she likes his conversation. Maybe she does think they're just trying to be friends. Because he does want her back. He definitely does. He wants her back. He knows he can get her if he just hangs in there, and does what he's been doing. Steve, you know why. I know, right?
I know exactly why. See, listen to me. First of all, this young dude that wrote this letter, because he looking for answers. Because he don't know. Now, he got game, but he don't have advanced game. Because he writing a letter because he don't know the answer. Your girlfriend and you been together for a year. You met her. She had just ended a relationship with a wealthy man that was 19 years older than her. Now, you didn't say how old anybody is in this letter, but just judging by the way you write, I'm thinking, man, she about 26. I figure he about 46. That's just a guesstimate based on the way you write. 26, 45, something like that. This man spoiled her with expensive gifts. He was her first sexually, so she was caught up for a long time. Uh-oh, this happened for a while. He offered to buy her a condo if she stayed with him, but she realized that he was just trying to buy her love, and she wasn't really into him, so they broke up. We've been dating since then. The old boyfriend still calls and texts her and tells her whenever, and then she tells me whenever she hears from him. I'm no fool, so I've just been looking for signs of infidelity that she is not giving me any reason not to trust her. First of all, she ain't seeing the dude. She a good girl. She telling you every time the dude contact her. But why does a woman notify you every time another man call her? Because she wants you to know.
Be jealous.
She wants you to know. He's still calling. He still want me. And you know why she notifying you? Because she trying to send a signal to you that you need to step up your game. Because you lacking somewhere, partner. Nah, here come the real truth. Since you got game and everything, but you ain't got advanced game. All right, nah, I ain't no fool looking for infidelity, not giving me any reason to trust her. She's new to the game. Oh, sound like you new to the game. That's what it sound like. She new to the game. You still new. What game? So it's the old rich cat that I really don't trust. Why does he have to check on her to see if she's okay all the time? Because he want her. He want her back. And that's what grown-ass men do. We call and we check on you. Just saying, hey, make sure you good. Don't want to see you fall on hard times. Is everything okay? Hello, partner.
I bought you something.
Player lines. I love him, Steve.
I believe he waiting for me to slip up so he can make his move. He ain't waiting on you to slip up.
He going now.
He moving now. He ain't waiting on a damn thing. You involved with the girl and he texting her now. You slipping and you don't know it. What? Young homie. She new to the game. You new to the game. But hang on, because Steve finna put your own game.
You gonna get him right?
Boy, this ain't no game. This how this life.
You gonna get him right.
He's old and paper too. He got he old and with paper. Man,
is this you, Jay?
Your young ass don't stand a chance.
Boy, you ain't got a chance, man.
Your ass out. You don't even you out and don't even know you
don't
going
even
out.
Know it, man.
Is this letter old about you, Jay? All right, listen, we'll come back with part two with the old players in the game.
Yeah. Oh, educate this young boy.
All right, 23 after is when we're coming back, all right? The subject today is why is her ex still checking on her? Right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, let's recap today's strawberry letter, Steve. It's called The Subject, Why Is Her Ex Still Checking on Her? A young man wrote this one.
Dude dating this girl, man, that was involved with this man that was 19 years older than her. He calling her old man. It was her first sexual encounter, so she was caught up with him for a while. He wanted to buy him a condo if she stayed with him. She realized he was just trying to buy her love. They broke up. Now you've been dating her. He's still checking on her. You trying to figure out why her ex is still checking on her. Because he want her. Because he want her back. You know how he got your girl? He was checking on her.
I don't mean
that's
to
how he got
say that again.
I'm so...
You know how he got your girl? He was checking on her. See, see,
oh,
which is something that young boys don't know how to do. See, y'all don't check on women. You call women because you want to chill and hook up. You want a Netflix night. But you don't call them, check on them. See how they doing. See how they day going. Do they need anything? Anything you can do for them? Help them solve problems. See, that's what grown-ass men do.
Here's a little Steve, so Jay, he was, for you.
Steve, see, Jay is right there. Why don't you check on him?
No, see, hold on. Hold, let me finish this here first. See, so what he do is he set it all up. Uh-huh. Now, you talking about she new to the game, so it's the old rich cat that I really don't trust. Why he got to check on her to see if she okay all the time? I believe he waiting on me to slip up so he can make his move. Partner, he already moving. He don't even give a damn about you. You irrelevant. He texting your girl right now while y'all together. He ain't waiting on you to slip up. He gonna cause you to slip up. He gonna show a vast difference between him and you. He ain't waiting on you to slip up. He in the game, partner. You know why? Because to old school players, it ain't a game. It's a contest. Yeah. Everybody can get a blue ribbon.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
Let's
okay,
go.
Now.
Recently, she told me that he asked if I was taking care of her the way he used to. I got game, and I do what it takes to keep a smile on my lady's face. That ain't what he asked the girl. He asked the girl, were you taking care of her the way he used to? The answer to that question is no, because your answer wasn't yeah. See, you ain't taking care of her the way he used to. You going back to I got game. Game? Don't nobody want no damn game, boy. This ain't video. We ain't in the arcade. This life, I know how to keep a smile on my lady's face. I told my lady that he realizes he lost a good thing and there's no way that he just wants to be friends with her. He ain't mentioned friend in none of them texts.
I'm sorry.
He asked your girl, were you taking care of her the way he used to? That ain't trying to be friends. He gonna get back into taking care of her business. Cause I think you ain't. I asked her to stop talking to him. Here go the clue. But she refuses.
Mm-hmm. She likes it.
Because you know what? What he talking about way different from what you talking about. Didn't you just tell us you had game? Well, your game must be weak because she want to hear something else.
He
she said that she's
Daddy.
Glad that they still friends and she like it when he checks on her. And you know why he like it when he check on her? Because you don't.
Oh, man.
Because you so busy with your game. You so busy trying to put a smile on her face that you don't really know how to check on her. You don't care for her.
I love your answer, Steve.
Man,
see, you just
want
to do something
answer.
With her.
Well, help the boy, though.
I'm telling him. I'm giving him the game.
Telling him right.
I love
this is
answer.
What he doing wrong. Mm-hmm. This old man is what she telling you is she trying to put you on game so you can know what game is. Because that little weak-ass game you got ain't worth a quarter.
It ain't worth it.
So she keep telling you every time he calling what he say. Now, she likes when you check. Maybe I'm crazy. But this ain't sitting well with me. Well, hell, it shouldn't.
Uh-uh.
I tell you what, she ain't going to be sitting with you in a minute.
You'll be sitting by your damn self.
This old boyfriend is a wolf in sheep's clothing. No, he not.
Uh-uh.
He just a wolf. He ain't got no sheep's clothing on. The problem is, little boy, you a sheep. You in trouble. You up against some deep odds, man, unless you really learn what game is.
Old dude
now,
paper.
And she's too naive to see it. Dog, she see exactly what it is. It's just the, what she had before, she don't have now. So she's staying in touch with what she had before because she think what she got now ain't going to last. How do I get this man to leave my girlfriend alone? Please call him. Let's cut this out, pimp. You want to get this man to leave your girl alone? Call him.
Yeah,
man up.
Call him. His number in her phone. Get her phone. Call him. Tell him don't call your woman no more, or else what? Now let's find out what kind of game you really got.
This gonna be funny then.
See, you may find out that he care more deeply for her than you do. See. But now I'm asking you, and I ain't saying you got to get violent. That ain't what I'm saying to you. But call the man, have a man-to-man conversation, and tell him he can't call your girl no more.
Can we have a reenactment?
Now, if you can convince him of that, then you got something. If you can't convince him of that, you got nothing.
Whoop his ass.
He can't whoop this old dude ass, man. That's just 19 years.
This,
you 26, he 45. You're going to get your ass stomped now.
See, this is begging for a reenactment between you and Jay as the girl. It is.
Okay. Well, we'll do it when we come back. I don't know what y'all got planned. You got to ask Carly.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
No, you got to ask Carly. Probably got something planned.
Yeah, I don't go unplanned. All right, listen, you can email us or Instagram us your thoughts on today's Strawberry Letter. It's Steve Harvey FM. All right, coming up, we're going to do a reenactment of the Strawberry Letter between the two guys, the young guy versus the older guy. And we'll do all of that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla's going to give us reality update. Earlier, if you heard the Strawberry Letter, the subject, why is her ex still checking on her? A young man is worried that his girlfriend's ex, who is an older, wealthy man, keeps checking on her, and he's concerned about that. So Steve and Jay, I believe it is, are going to reenact what could possibly happen.
So, Jay, you going to call. I'm the older dude that's seeing this young girl. You call me.
Hello?
Hello?
Is this Mr. Let's see, Mr. Whitaker?
Yes, it is. How can I help you?
Well, I'm the guy that's, you know, used to date Simone, and y'all not seeing each other anymore. No, we're in a relationship now, and I was wondering, I'm asking you, would you, like, please stop texting and calling her? Because it's kind of getting in the way of what we're trying to do over here.
Okay. Well, little bro, let me ask you. What'd you
name? My name is Billy. Billy. Billy.
How did you...
Billy,
how'd you get my number, little bro?
I went through the phone to get it. And
oh, you went through her phone. Okay.
Yeah. But I just would like for you to stop calling her and texting her. Cause we
Well, little dude, look here.
My name's Billy.
I don't really see what business of yours it is that I'm calling Simone.
Well, I want you to stop. I mean, man to man, I'm asking you, man to man, would you just stop calling Simone? Okay,
well, kid, listen to me. Seeing as how you ain't face to face with me, don't know how you want to call this man to man when you done got my number out of a girl's phone and you calling me. You might as well have texted me, kid.
Well, we're doing fine. I'm working two jobs. I'm working at a gas station, and I'm working at another place. You know, we make furniture.
Oh, well, which gas station you work at?
We're on the corner of 17th and Harper over there. I work over there.
That's good. That's good, because I own that gas station.
Well, if you do own it, what you don't own is Simone. How about that? How about that? There you go. You
come on, Billy.
Her.
Come on, Billy.
Well, boy, so what is your phone call about?
Sir, my name is Billy. My phone call is about you calling Simone. I'm asking you to stop. Please, could you just don't call her no more?
Scooter, listen.
My name is not Scooter, man.
I don't really have time for you because Scooter. I don't know you. It's none of your business what I do. Let me ask you a question. Do Simone want me to stop calling her? Because I haven't heard from her.
Well, we've had discussions about it, and I laid it down that for her to stop talking to you. That's what
Well, can I say something to you? After you laid it down, is that after I laid down what I laid down? Because now she's still taking my phone call.
I'm trying to have a phone call, and what I would not like for this to do is to get physical. I don't want this to get
physical.
Oh,
well, hey, partner.
My name is not
If you feel like you need to get it physical...
Yeah. I don't want it to get physical.
Okay, I don't either, but if that's what you want to do, you ain't going to be able to do it over the phone.
On your behalf, I'm praying for you not to let this get physical.
Come on, Billy.
Oh, well, little altar boy, look here. You ain't got to pray for me.
Whoa.
Hey, look here. Look, I don't know if you light the candles, if you go get the wine for the communion. I don't know what your job is down there at the church. But when you step up to me, you're stepping up to a grown-ass man. And I think that's the thing that's most appealing to Simone about me. See, the difference between me and you, I'm a grown-ass man. You acting like a little boy. Now, you done called me for what?
I'm asking you for
Now, you done asked. I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing. Though.
Don't get fired, Billy.
Well, it's gonna get physical. It's going to get physical.
But see, you've asked me not to call her no more. And as soon as you hang up, I'm calling. So where we at now?
You're going to call her now.
I hope you have.
Where we at now, Peanut?
Here we are. Here's where we are. I hope you have several gas stations because I'm finna set fire to this one. How about that?
And lose your job?
Junebug, let me tell you something. You're going to end up in jail somewhere.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah, and you'll be without a gas station.
See, we're going to take this to a grown man level. Yeah. You're going to get arrested for arson. Potential attempted murder charge because I record all phone calls. This is a terrorist threat you're making.
I'm not trying to hide the fact that I'm going to set it on fire. I'm telling you. Just like you telling me you're going to call. So really? I'm telling you.
Well, that's good. Well, you know what?
What can them penny matches buy out of your store? I'm going to set fire to your place. That's what I'm going to do.
Well, that ain't no problem. Then guess what? Then you ain't going to have no more job. You ain't going to have no life. And you ain't going to have Simone. And I'm going to have all that. Because my insurance going to pay for
minus
the gas station.
A gas station.
That's all
I have
got,
insurance.
All I can do is make you my. I can't do nothing else but make.
Skeeter. I got insurance.
All I can do right now is make you minus
I got insurance.
You'll have it, but it'll take a while for that one to go back up. So while that one's going
something.
Back
do
up,
do you want the girl
minus.
Or you want to burn down the gas station with your punk ass? Now make up your mind. Did you call here to burn down the gas station? Because you can just go on over there and do that. Are you trying to hold on to your girl, which I ain't never let go of? What you want
to
do?
I just want you to know I'm going to set fire to your gas station, and our relationship is hot. How about that?
And the winner is Mr. Whitaker.
Hold on. And let me explain one last thing.
We got to go.
And hey, man, let me help you out a little bit. I'm going to be seeing Simone this weekend, so don't look for us out.
The end.
And I'm gonna show you why she keep taking my phone call.
Now get Billy in scene. Yes.
Cause see, you messing around, Mr. Whitaker boy.
Okay, all right. Well, that was good, Steve.
That was good. I've been Billy before.
I've been Billy and Mr. Whitaker.
Yeah.
I asked you to stop talking to him.
Both of them my damn self, dog.
All right, guys. Thank you for that inside look inside your relationships. Coming up at the top of the hour, Carla is here with Reality Update right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Tommy, come on. It is time.
Let's go. She is here. It is Carla's Reality Update.
All right. Thank you, nephew. Okay, Steve, you ready? We're going to talk about power.
Uh-oh.
We're going to get caught up because we were at Sandusol. We were in the Dominican, so we had to get back home and watch the latest episode of Power. Only
I didn't get
one
back
episode
for
left for the season finale. What'd you say, Steve?
I didn't get back for it.
You missed a good one. You really missed a good one.
Yeah, you
man.
Missed a good one.
Man,
it was awesome.
So
the last two.
That's a great man.
I'll tell you what happened, though.
It's good.
Okay, you going to tell me what happened? Well, check this out. Tariq is really turning into Ghost
Man,
Junior.
If I see him around here.
What is going on? He is really turning into.
Well, Ghost gone,
into...
right?
No.
What is it?
I mean, 50.
Yeah, Kanan is gone.
Kanan gone. Dead. So somebody got to act a fool.
Well, Tariq is doing it, Steve. Yeah. You are absolutely right.
You can't kill off a fool and then don't have a better fool in place.
Oh, a younger fool, right? Yeah. Well, Tariq is saying he's the reason that his family got a win and got involved in Kanan's death, and he's the reason why. He's got an ego right now. Tariq really thinks that he's smarter than his parents and smarter than his father, Ghost, and even his Uncle Tommy. And Ghost is like, what is going
Most
on?
People
it's like
smarter than Tommy though.
Not that, that not ain't... our Tommy. The Tommy on Power.
Oh, shut up.
Go ahead,
Tariq. I know he's acting, but if you see him anywhere,
no, I'm looking
somebody
for him.
Need to beat his behind.
Man, if I'm sitting at a light at a gas station, I'm going over there.
Yeah.
To Tariq.
Yeah, taking my belt off on the way.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Come here.
Yes, he needs this behind whoop.
Take the
anyway,
belt
Tariq is selling drugs. He doesn't seem to care about death. It's just too much. And then Ghost was mad at Tasha and Angela for changing his plan, you know, for setting up Dre. He wanted Dre to get set up for Kanan's murder.
See, because Angela don't ever want to do what he say do.
No, she don't. She don't.
She'll
well,
never
you know
go
what? You got a point,
Steve. It's just another thing. Now he mad again at Angela.
Yeah, yeah. He is mad
but
at
how
her,
long
but...
this storyline going to keep up? You're going to get mad at Angela every week. She don't go along with a damn thing you say. You ain't walked in the house with a good idea to Angela yet.
This is so true, Steve. This is so true. She told him his plan was not good enough. So she changed everything. So anyway, it looks like Proctor warned Ghost that Angela can't be trusted and that he needs to look out for himself. But even Proctor came through. He wrote a note, told Ghost he was wearing a wire. Did you see that, Tommy?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
So that was cool of Proctor to do that.
No, it wasn't cool. Proctor would have died if he wouldn't have done that. Trust me.
Eventually. Eventually, but he did give him a heads up. What were you going to say, Steve? I know you
I'm just saying, Proctor, you know, I ain't busy with all them, you know, all that detergent and everything. It's a wonder.
Are you talking about Procter and Gamble? We are not talking about Procter.
You
got to
be kidding me.
This fool said Procter and Gamble.
We're talking about Ghost's lawyer, Procter, the character.
All these products they got.
I'm sorry.
He said all these products they got.
Yeah, I missed that. Washing powder, boy.
You didn't wash powder.
You got everybody.
All these soaps.
Right now.
I don't know what you think he going to put the cocaine in.
Oh, God.
Huh? See there? You're going to need Proctor to help you move that stuff. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, moving on from Proctor, Angela gave Ghost pictures of Tommy's dad, Teresi, talking to the feds and letting him know that his dad was pretty much a snitch and an informant. So Ghost knew that Tommy would not believe him if he told them, I told you your dad couldn't be trusted. I told you your dad was a snitch. So Ghost told the Italians to tell Tommy that his dad was a snitch. They told him. He took his dad
where,
to see
that's
his...
That's where it go down in the Mustang.
I'm telling
baby.
You, that blue Mustang that Tommy drives.
I was nervous for Tariq when he was in it.
Right. He took his dad to go see his dying wife, and then that was it. Tommy took his father, Teresi, home, and he killed his daddy.
Did you see him look at the exit sign like he was going to go out the back way, though? Did you see him?
Yeah, I would have left. If I was Teresi, I wouldn't have went back in that car.
This is just a perfect example of a son not wanting to buy dad a Father's Day gift. That's,
that's what you got out of that?
They'll do any damn thing.
To get out of something.
Not to buy you something.
I'm kidding. But can you imagine that?
Man,
he
have
shot
to kill
his
your daddy,
daddy off in cold blood and killed his father for being a snitch. And then
hell,
he
that's on
home.
Power. Hell, them white boys and Menendez brothers did it in real life.
Mm. Yeah, they did kill their parents.
They did that.
Yeah, they did. Yeah. But you got deep on this, dude.
Yeah, you brought it back around somewhere else, bro.
Yeah. Just talking about power.
That's when you don't know what's going on with the show, just bring something else.
It's just random with
just
it.
Just something similar and real.
Yeah, that way you always relevant. Damn, Steve.
Yeah. That was heavy.
Yeah.
So anyway,
I shut the room down with some of these announcements.
Yeah.
But the writing on that show has gotten much better, man. It really
that's good.
Very good.
Yeah, it's good.
Unlike the Chapmans.
Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Team J. Anthony Brown.
I take defense
worst
on that.
Damn segment we have on this radio show.
You're wrong for that. Yeah, anyway, I think that the season finale is going to be a good one. Angela is in trouble, and we're going to see
get
how,
out.
She's, yeah, how she's going to get out of that. We'll see. So hit me up at Lips by Carla. We'll continue talking about power. Yeah, any questions that you have? Any questions, Steve, you have about the show? Power season finale is wrapping up on
No,
Sunday.
I just know that, you know, Tariq Neal.
Who going to die? Well,
see, first of all, when you kill your daddy, you know, that you ain't got long. Tommy ain't got long. Because, you know, you can't go killing your daddy around on a black show.
Oh, but the black Tommy's show. It's got to be some repercussions.
See, I don't watch the show for race.
You don't
I just
race.
Watch it for what happened.
We got to go, Steve. We'll, mm-hmm. we'll be back right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
The new season of Steve is back. Yes, it is. Steve, your daytime show is back for season number 2. We're so excited for you.
Hell
it's
yeah.
now on Friday's talk
this
show.
It's actually season 7.
Well, season 7 of your entire talk show having career
yeah.
but season 2 since you've moved to LA and got the new look and changed the name to Steve, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Okay. Very good.
All right. So now on tomorrow Friday's talk show, you're doing a new segment. It's called the Hey Steve Musical.
I love it.
Take a
love
listen. Hey. Take a listen.
All right, this is the musical edition of Hey Steve. So
Hey Steve, so my question to you is, I work at Chuck E. Cheese and I love my job a lot.
Work.
And the worst thing about it is I'm always getting hit on by grown men who claim to be single dads. They have the kids with them when they're trying to get my number. How do I turn them down without coming off as rude?
Well, might as well answer that question with a song. You having problems with the men at Chuck E. Cheese.
Play that piano.
Thank you for coming to Chuck E. Cheese. I know that the man each minute is pleased.
So pleased.
Order up and have some fun. But my cheese, you cannot squeeze.
No.
Are you playing too, Steve? I love it.
Oh, my God.
And he playing the piano. Yeah. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. That's all y'all going to play?
Yeah, you got to tease him. Yeah. That's a tease.
I'm saying, yeah, that's how you do it, though,
did
baby.
Did she say men? Do me a favor.
Why are
you
always trying to add some nasty?
Nah, can we hear her again one more time?
She ain't said nothing about no girls hitting on her, dog.
She said grown men.
Grown men.
Yeah, I couldn't hear her right.
See, you're always trying to get something kinky in there.
Threesomes.
Nobody said nothing about no girls and men. She said grown men.
What's that laugh, Tommy? Is that your new laugh?
Yeah, what I do every now and then is I sit at the piano and I answer these questions.
With a song.
You know, in a song.
That's cool. I like that segment.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's going to work. Yeah.
Welcome to Chuck E. Cheese.
Yeah.
And he be singing with his eyes closed,
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
And I'm sure.
Get to it.
That the management is pleased. And then I go from there, man.
Funny.
I
it's
love
funny.
It. It's great.
Y'all
you
make
guys
sure
write.
Check it out.
You guys write for these segments
yeah.
on the show, so mm-hmm.
yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Oh, we
know
right,
you know Steve, so you know how to make it.
Just write up his ass.
Yeah, yeah. You just give him a little bit, and then
he run with it. He take. Uh-huh. He like a running back out the backfield. Hand it to him. He gone.
Yeah. I'm trying to score every time I get it.
Yeah,
of course. Just hand it to him.
Damn, a first down.
He's not the easiest person to help with anything. Trust me on that
uh-huh.
one.
Oh, yeah. You know that.
And Jay, that's on purpose.
Because
I do that to
Steve?
Limit the amount of people who can approach me.
Oh.
See, if you know you might get bit,
yeah,
that's
slow
approach down.
Yeah.
So most people gather their cells, make sure they got something good. So when the bite come, it ain't as severe.
All right, check out your local listings and watch the new season, the brand new season of Steve.
We back.
We back.
Up next.
We're the offices.
Up next, it is more of the Steve Harvey Morning Show at 33 after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Tonight is the opening season of NFL football.
It's yeah. back, baby. It's back.
You guys. Yeah.
Listen, it count now.
It counts.
Down, it count. Each count.
Bye-bye, cricket. We still watching it.
The Atlanta Falcons will take on the world champion. Let me say this again. The world champion, Super Bowl, Steve Harvey, Philadelphia Eagles. Mm. So, Steve, how you feeling about that? You good?
Yeah, I'm the Browns fan.
Are you excited that football is back?
Come on now.
He don't know what the Browns gonna do.
Yeah.
He gotta wait to
the Browns. Always.
You don't even understand. This has been going on since 1964. I don't know what you want me to do because it's a new football season.
Yeah. All y'all sound like that every year.
Man, come on, man.
How does a Brown fan sound? Is this what they sound like?
Hey, here we are. You know, I'm just all I want to win this year. Uh-huh. My prayer.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
For the Browns?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Now mark this down.
Yeah.
Okay.
My prayer is minimum 6 wins.
They didn't win any the year before either.
No.
Help him out, Jay.
No, I'm just can I talk to the Browns fan? We're here with the Browns fan.
Yeah, go ahead. I'm listening.
All right, Mr. We're here with the number one Brown fan, everybody, and we're ready for a big season. What can we expect this year, sir?
Well, you know what we always expect is, you know, preferably just a win this year. We're not looking for much. We definitely ain't looking at Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't even know what the trophy gonna look like.
We ain't
planning no trips to. We don't even know where Super Bowl at this year.
What will be your first prayer in the locker room for the first game? How would that prayer go? Give us a little sample of that prayer.
Dear Lord, mm-hmm. forgive us for our past transgressions. Because obviously these past 2 years were some type of punishment.
Uh-huh.
We have learned our lesson well.
Mm.
Unleash the Kraken upon this team.
Okay.
Uncurse, release the damnation. That has been placed on the city of Cleveland and this football team. Father, we're asking these things in your name. Give us a win. Give us a win. We don't care when.
All right. Now, the question to you, sir, is when you make your first touchdown this year, what kind of celebration do you have planned?
Well, I was talking it over with the players. We need to do something really, really special to draw attention to this first touchdown. I think whoever make the touchdown ought to take their helmet off, pull their pants down, squat in the end zone, and defecate in the end zone, and then wipe their butt with their helmet and put it back on. That would be the ultimate.
Wow. In other words, you really want them to bring attention to this first touchdown, so it'll be one that can be remembered.
Yeah. Yeah.
To let y'all know that the Sugar Honey Iced Tea is on now.
Yes. Okay. Well, okay. Thank you.
Let's move on,
yeah,
shall
thank
we?
You. There's other
Any
sports
more
news.
Questions?
No.
There,
no.
All right. Thank you, guys. Coming up next, it is Steve with today's closing remarks. Right after this,
you're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, here we are, Steve. Last break of the day. It's been a great day. What a day! What a day! Yeah, it's been a crazy day today. So, Steve, now it's time for you to take us home with your closing remarks.
My closing remarks today are going to be based around the value of yourself. I think this is important. Tommy sent this to me, you know, a billboard, and it really triggered me to think, and I'm going to share that with you. But it all pertains to the value of yourself. This can pertain to you in terms of reaching your goals, your dreams, or in business. And this is for you to consider in the relationship of love. It is amazing to me how I talk to people and people talk about how they're being treated and handled and represented and dealt with and how they can't seem to get nobody to see their value and their worth. And I'm sitting a bit going, wait a minute. You can't try to get someone to see something in you that you don't see in yourself. It starts with you. You know, you've all heard the saying, beauty is on the inside. It's not just skin deep. That's true. Confidence is not an outward emotion. It's something that starts from within. Everything starts from within, and it exudes and manifests itself in the outward shape or form. So if you want people to value you, you must first value yourself. I tell my daughters all the time, you can train a man how to treat you. Well, Daddy, how do you train a man? You just don't accept bad treatment from him. If you don't accept bad treatment from him, little girl of mine, then guess what? He can't keep giving it to you. A person can only treat you the way you allow them to do it. If you don't accept a man coming to pick you up late all the time, but you stop going with him every time he's late, the next time he want to go out with you, he got to be on time. Now, if he don't want to be on time, then guess what? You don't go out. You've trained him how to treat you. And if he don't line up with what you want, then guess what? He's not for you. At least you don't have to be mistreated the way he want to treat you by simply not allowing him to treat you any way he wants to. You cannot have high value for yourself and expect someone else to have a high value of you. That goes into the same thing with business. You can't go in and ask for a raise if you don't think you deserve one. What would cause you to walk in there and ask for a raise if you don't think you deserve one? If you don't have the facts to back up a raise. You can't want more money just because you done spent all the money you had. You got to go in there and ask for a raise because you can show value to the company. You're worth this much more to the company. The company has become this because of you. Then you can show your value. Then you can go in there with a raise, and you can go in there with some confidence with the raise. It happens with goals and dreams. If you aim too low, your problem is you might hit it. But I'm going to save that for tomorrow. So it's what you think of yourself, how you value yourself, that matters most. Now, let me tell you what was sent to me. And listen to this real careful, because this is going to register with a lot of people. Listen to me. If you aren't being treated with love and respect, check your price tag. Maybe you've marked yourself down. It's you who tells people what you're worth. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where they keep the valuables. It's you who tells people what you're worth. Get off the clearance rack and get behind the glass where they keep the valuables. Stop acting like you're a sidewalk sale. Stop acting like you can be picked up at the swap meet. Stop acting like you belong in the junkyard. You a new car. Don't act like an old car. I don't care how old you are. To somebody, you got to be a new car. Stop putting yourself on the sales rack when clearly you deserve full price. If you lower the value for yourself, that's what we'll pay for you. And that's how we'll treat you. And that's how we respect. If you don't respect yourself, if I see you constantly disrespecting yourself, then you're going to turn to me and demand respect. How does that work? Be a coat where they got the lock on it. See, you can't take me off the rack and just try me on. That ain't how this works. See, but now you go over there to that valuable section in the store. You everybody been to Macy's. Mm-hmm. You got that stuff where you got to go get a salesperson to come and unlock it for you to even try it on. That's because they done put a value on that. Or you can go on over there and just put the little shirt on. T-shirts ain't locked up. Anybody can get one. If you steal this T-shirt, it ain't that big a loss. They ain't but $4, pack of three. Come over here by this suede. Come over here by this fur and stuff. We got locks on this stuff right here because it has value. We know it has value, so we can't just let you try it on. Stop letting people just try you on. You got it? Put a value to yourself. Maintain it. You determine your value. Don't let other people do it. You do it. All right? Those are my closing remarks.
Drop the mic. Drop the mic, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna put these on. Video.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate you, pimp. Needed that. But I just need thought start. Yeah, hey, man, can I tell y'all something?
What's that?
Announcement. Have a great weekend.
For all Steve Harvey contests, no purchase necessary, void where prohibited. Participants must be legal U.S. residents at least 18 years old unless otherwise stated. For complete contest rules, visit SteveHarveyFM.com.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.